back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively in Los Angeles. We're on Radio Row here at the Convention Center getting ready. We're letting ourselves play. The Maryland Lottery Crab Cake Tour comes back into action on March the 4th when I get back from Super Bowl 56. This guy, he's been in Baltimore. He's been on the show from time to time and usually plugging Experian and numbers and all that, but usually right here on the set on Radio Row, we bring him in remotely from Los Angeles, from one part of Los Angeles to the other. Where should I go for dinner tonight, Akbar? Where are you sending me, Mr. Los Angeles guy?
I will say you got to hit up Crustaceans, which is my favorite restaurant down in Beverly Hills. Ooh. It is so good. Let me tell you something, man. If you've never experienced it.
Oh, you said crustacean. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. You're aware of this, right? So we have crustaceans where my people are from.
Yeah, but this is different, man. This is that next level. It's that Beverly Hills taste. You know what I'm saying? That fine, only the finest of seasons.
Right, I'm Googling this right now on the phone while we get together here and talk some football and whatnot. Akbar Bajabi Miller joining us here, of course, American Ninja Warrior and former NFL player and all of that. Dude, L.A., I mean, I'm here. It's early in the week.
You're in my hometown.
Scripted thing, this whole Rams playing here, SoFi. This is a dream for the NFL and for Goodell and Kroenke, right?
Well, let me just say, you know, I'm from the city of stars and cars. This is how we write the script in Los Angeles. That's all we do is we write scripts, and we knew it. We knew Super Bowl 56 was going to be here, and we knew that the Rams were going to be playing in it. Now, what we didn't expect that the Bengals would be joining us. I think everyone was dreaming and fantasizing about the ideal Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Rams. But this is going to be a good one. I think we bring back a Super Bowl championship to Los Angeles. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since the city of LA has had a Super Bowl ring.
So if I sit next to you at a breakfast, I say, where are you from? What do you tell people about your background, you and your brother, and playing in this league?
Well, I'm from L.A. In fact, you're at Radio Row, and you're downtown Los Angeles. You're just minutes away from where I grew up in the Crenshaw District. A lot of people are familiar with Crenshaw.
Hey, well, hold on. I'm going to be in Crenshaw in an hour. You're my last piece. I'm doing Snoop's game today. Jackie Robinson, right over there.
Oh no, Jackie Robinson. That's our rivalry school, Dorsey High School.
Ooh.
That game should have been played at Crenshaw High School. So
on the wrong side of the tracks is what you're telling me.
Yeah. We don't mention Dorsey High School. It's
you
all
you don't mention Patapsco when you're from Dundalk. I understand. Yeah,
but here's a fun sport fact for you. Dorsey High School produced Keyshawn Johnson, Sparky Anderson, Chili Davis. So those are a little bit of names. Those are only three big names that came out of Dorsey. Meanwhile, we have a laundry list of names from Crenshaw.
So what you're saying is you're not even the most famous guy from Crenshaw, really.
Not even close. You know guys like Marcus Johnson, and you know, of course, Daryl Strawberry, Ice-T. I can just keep going on and on and on. I don't want to bore you with some of the big names that came out of Crenshaw.
Is that considered West L.A.?
No,
right?
We're South Central, Los Angeles.
South Central is what you're considering. Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. West L.A. is that's different.
What do people need to know about L.A. That they don't know, that there's sort of, you know, whatever people from the East Coast, from Baltimore would think about a town like this? Because a lot of people haven't been out here. I can see the Hollywood sign from my room. I can see what would be the stanchions at Dodger Stadium. I've spent a lot of time out here. I love it out here. But the one thing I've never done is a Super Bowl, right? Because San Diego would get those. They didn't have a team here. Playing football and from here, UCLA, USC of your era, right? Because right. Rams, Raiders, gone.
I grew up with the Raiders growing up here in L.A. I grew up with the Raiders and the Rams. I always chose the Raiders, and then I ended up becoming a Raider. As you can see, the team photos behind me during my playing days. But no, I was always a Raider guy. But you know, I've always been true to being an LA guy. So in this game, I'm all in on the Rams. I got some Ram gear here at the house. Usually, we don't put the blue and yellow in the house, but I'm here to support the Rams. But in all seriousness, I think the Rams, they're going to win this one. I think they really do bring the Super Bowl home or keep it here at home. They don't need to bring it. They're going to keep it here at home since the Super Bowl's in there on their home field.
Speaking of hometown cooking, a Crustacean Beverly Hills, if I go there to the Asian Fusion, renowned fish and creative Vietnamese fare.
Yes, a Vietnamese fusion. Yeah.
Nice. I like that, man. I mean, Crenshaw getting uptown to Beverly Hills. Akbar Bajab being Millard here. Talk about American Ninja Warrior. We're going to talk about experience. For you, is there an off season for Ninja Warrior? When do you?
There is. We're currently in the off season right now. So Ninja Warrior, you know, it's prime time during the summer. We start up about May, and then we'll go all the way into September. And that's kind of our sweet spot. But October all the way until the summertime, we're kind of off. But that's where a lot of the ninjas are training for their next opportunity. And I am so blessed and happy hosting American Ninja Warrior. I can't say how proud I am about this. This is the longest job I've ever had in my life. It's kind of one of those things where you pinch yourself and say, man, this is a dream come true. You know, at one point, the NFL was the height of my career, right? He's a young guy coming out of college. To play in the NFL was a dream come true. But, being able to host a TV show that's been, and Hollywood, you know, these shows can be on for 2-3 years and done. So to be able to be a part of a institutional show, a legacy show like Ninja Warrior, has been phenomenal.
There's no other show like it, right? I mean, it's its own thing. It has its own name, not even like MMA or UFC. There's only sort of one of you, right? I mean, you know.
Right. There have been others that have tried to replicate it, but I think it's true that Ninja Warrior, it's a brand. I think it's relatable. People can feel, the relatability. Like, oh, I can do that. Not everybody watches the NFL and go, I can do that. I enjoy it, but I definitely can't do that.
Well, Casey Catanzaro was, a Towson girl. So we were a Towson radio station. So there's a little background there. Who's the Tom Brady? Who's the Michael Jordan? Who is that person in Ninja at this point?
Wow. You know, there's so many different ninjas. That's really a hard one to say because they are all so different. It's not like you compare like the Michael Jordan or the, we've had some veterans like a Najee Harrison. Obviously, one of the greats is you mentioned Casey Catanzaro.
Well, I would almost call her the Babe Ruth because she's the first one I saw on a regular commercial or whatever. You know, she's the first one that was a crossover doing the Today, doing show, becoming a celebrity from doing this
That's right. That's right. So we've got a lot of Najee Harrison, Flip Rodriguez. We've got a lot of big ninjas who there's like a group that I would consider like the GOATs, right? There's not just one person, there's like a group.
You got to talk about Experian because I know you're going to give me some numbers right now. And so we just sold our house. We're not buying one right now. But, we all want to know what the score is, right?
Well, I tell you, this is a long partnership. And I've been on, and I appreciate you having me on. I've been on with you several times now with this.
My wife's upset that she's not here and you're not here because my wife likes you. So, she likes chatting with you.
Yeah, it's been a long-lasting relationship with Experian. And Experian more so than ever, they're just really committed in helping people to build their credit. And they're doing this in so many cool ways. In the past, we've talked about Experian Boost, where people can just report their utility bills. They can report their streaming services bill, like all the stuff that they're paying on time. They can just report that and boost their credit score. Now, Experian is launching a brand new thing called Experian Go. And Experian Go can take you from not having a credit. You and I talked before about me coming into the league and going, how do I do this? And so there's so many young people who are just now getting started and trying to figure out how do I build credit. I wish I had Experian Go when I was younger because I didn't know how to build credit. And Experian Go is a platform that allows you to go from 0 to 60 in about a minute. And I know that's not fast for a car, but for credit, that's amazing. You can essentially start your credit profile, your credit history on Experian Go, and it allows you to start being able to get access because we know how important credit is. Credit is all about being able to get access so you can improve your situation. And I'm a big fan of this, and there's so many people who've been impacted by not being able to have access to credit. You kind of get in this vicious cycle where you try to get a credit card, but then they deny you because they say you don't have enough credit. How many times have we heard that before?
Well, what the interest rate would be. You know what I mean? Literally, when you're getting into a house, you're talking about a quarter, half percent, a percent. Talk about a big difference over 15 or 30 years. Big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So what ends up happening is you can establish a credit report, right? And an Experian credit report. You're able to get your FICO score within minutes of not having any type of credit, which is, that's an industry first, right? To be able to do something like that. And I think that is so, you know, to me, it's influential, but it's also something that is, you know, you see Experian really invested in helping people build their credit. And especially when we talked about South Central Los Angeles earlier, you know, in my community, so many people are impacted by having no credit at all. When you think about one in five Black Americans and one third of Hispanic Americans, they don't have any credit in their name. And so this allows you to kind of get into the game. You see what I did there? Get into the game and being able to play and become a player and a contributor.
We talk a lot about, you know, blockbusting and the things that have happened in my town in Baltimore, Baltimore Positive, and quite frankly, predatory lending, right? So, you know, All of that, one of the ways to avoid all of that is to get yourself good credit. So Akbar Baja Biamila here for Experian, of course, American Ninja Warrior, here to give me – dude, in Baltimore, people are laughing right now. They're like, dude is sending you to LA to get something crab oriented. We have a rule in the state of Maryland, and I've invented the Maryland crab cake tour, which I do with the Maryland lottery. Gonna be back out letting ourselves play at Mama's on the half shell, having a proper Maryland crab cake, Akbar.
Well,
but we have a rule in Maryland.
This.
You never get a crab cake outside of Maryland. That's kind of a rule.
As you're driving to Crustaceans today,
I'm doing this tonight.
I know you're not used to driving in Los Angeles. You got to be very careful. There's some aggressive drivers out here. So if you need some insurance, Experian also has
insurance
as well. So they've now getting into the insurance game. So you might need that Experian insurance, man. Save yourself some money and have some good coverage.
I'll tell you what, right now, I'm looking on this menu and I'm seeing the word that anybody from my state, other than things like Steelers, you know, there's some words that Yankees, they're Dungeness. We don't do Dungeness crab where my people are from, all right? So we got to get – and we have rules. You never order a crab cake outside of Maryland. The other part that we always say is you never get a bad crab cake in Maryland. It's hard to get a bad crab – I've had a couple, but it's hard to get a good crab cake outside. So I'm going to – I might just go with something Cali, man. I got to get something sushi-oriented or something like that.
Here's another thing you got to do, too, because you don't have this on the East Coast. And again, you know, hope you have good insurance as you're trying to navigate through Los Angeles. Get that Experian insurance as well. In-N-Out Burger. Like, that's fast food. So if you're in a rush, In-N-Out Burger. You guys have never had it. When you have this burger, you
know animal style. I know about the secret menu. I know about all that, man.
Yeah. That's what a hamburger is all about.
They got to upgrade their French fries, man. His French fries are wrong. They're not proper.
You got to eat it within the first minute.
That's hard. They taste like frozen potato sticks. I know. See, I've been there. I've been there. You know what I'm talking about. Akbar, I love you, man. I appreciate it. I'm sorry we're not here. Elbow bump to you. We're all trying to stay safe. You know, I got my mask on and all that. It's lonely down here without you, but we'll see you next year, all right?
All right, man.
We'll get you over to Phoenix. Akbar Baja Biamila, on behalf of Experian, and make sure you know your number, get your credit score together as well as American Ninja Warrior, where they once – did it right in my backyard, right down on Rashville. By the way, there's a skate park down there, and it's beautiful now, Akbar. They built it all up. It's great downtown Baltimore. We give a lot of Baltimore positive love. We're on Radio Row at a Super Bowl LVI. That's 56 from what they tell me. It's all presented by our friends at Wise Markets as well as our friends at Raskin Global. You can check it all out at WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, where we never stop talking Baltimore positive.